Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I know you have been instrumental in helping people when they're going through job losses or marriages have ended. And I think it's a great reminder to everybody that God will give you the energy in all seasons of life and in all of life circumstances. And it's not your strength you'll go out into the world with, but it'll be God's strength.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. And if you look at the successful people of the Bible, well, they were fishermen. And generally, they started out by saying, oh, you got the wrong guy. I'm not up for that.
But when you do a Bible study and you invest in men and you say, let's meet, you open your home, you accommodate people, you drive on any given week, you zip around throughout the greater Twin Cities area to offices at 7 in the morning. You're not sitting around at home thinking about yourself, are you?
Well, that might be what keeps me in good health, Bill.
Uh-huh.
If I were a full-time recreational retiree, I might not still be here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe God has a reason for keeping me here.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's so many people out there in the retirement age, and of course, I don't mean to tell everyone in the world how old you are, but you're 86, right?
And a half.
And a half, yeah. So I want you to know that the gentleman in my studio has every right to sit around on his couch, put his feet up, and be in that season of life where you say, don't I get to take a pass now? And you do just the opposite. And I think, you know, the whole encouragement I have for our listeners is just trust God to give you the strength and have it not be your strength, but his.
I'm 86 and a half, as you say, and United States health methods have extended our life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think God is still in control, and I have a lot of high school, college friends who are no longer with me, so I don't count it as a privilege. I have some small health issues, but they don't keep me from going places, getting up early, and meeting with people that I think are lost. And as the years have passed, I've come under increasing conviction that having a relationship with Jesus Christ is healthful, not only presently, but eternally.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.